I've been thinking this week, and you and I have been talking off air about some of the voices of the past, like the big opinion makers, the commentators, like Andy Rooney. What would they say around this time? And I got to thinking about the great Paul Harvey, which a lot of stations around the country are actually starting to add again. His old stuff?
Oh, really?
Yeah, just during this pandemic and whatnot. Uh-huh. And I would love to know. So here to comment on the past 40 days as the lockdown lifts, ladies and gentlemen, on the show, it is our very own Harvey Paul.
Page 2. Perhaps it was only, as the calendar says, a few 40 days ago. Nary even a month and a half, and yet it seems as if it was something that our grandparents told us about, a different time, the good old days. It was, why, only 41 yesterdays ago that we were milling about, ants marching, working for the weekend, and more concerned about what to wear for the weather that day. But while we pine for what was, and we approach what will be, we need to perhaps only look at one family. A family much like yours and mine. A dad, a mom, three grown kids, and their families who, too, had to prepare, endure. Who every night, no doubt, discussed between themselves their doubts and their worries over dinner time, their plan to keep everybody safe, and like yours and mine when it came time. They, too, had to decide if they would believe what they were being told and comply with what they were being asked. Like our own families, one can imagine that in this family, too, no opinion expressed was fully symmetrical. There were no two perspectives the same. This extended family, though, huddled together, brought together their resources, much like that of an older time, circled the wagons, the good old days, perhaps. Banding together, sure. There were snickers and jeers and chants from some at first, but step by step, this family followed the blueprint and did again what they were asked, not knowing if it was right, not knowing if the blueprint was wrong. All they knew is that this time was unprecedented, yet still a time that was frozen. So relying on each other and relying on their faith, this family, like so many, waited. Now, it is not known specifically what this family's experiences were when they shut the doors and went inside. As their time together, though, went on, frozen as it was, it thawed many a wall that they had built between each other. Now they were reconnecting to more than just technology. The good old days. Sure, there was good. There was bad. Ebbs and flows, like the rocking and swaying of a boat. Perhaps. When Noah and his family first opened that ark door after their shelter in place, it was no doubt, like us, a moment of release. And also of anxiety, and joy, and fear. Of course, some family members felt different than others, but no doubt it was collectively a good feeling to just have a different feeling again. It was a family's faith and each other that had gotten them so far through their own 40-day storm. And though it would take much longer for the floodwaters to recede, faith would also show them the way. Just like, well, our families. And now you know the rest of the story. I'm Harvey Paul. Good day.
Tank FM.